More than 2.5 months after the initial deadline, lawmakers have agreed to a state spending plan. House representatives gave final approval to a $21.7 billion budget early this morning. Governor Pat McCrory is expected to sign the bill today, making it law immediately. Jeff Tabiri reports on the late-night debate, pieces of the fiscal blueprint, and what likely comes next.
Following 11 weeks of waiting, dozens of closed-door negotiations, and an undetermined number of offers, proposals, phone calls, arguments, lobbyist exchanges, and dinner deliveries, we have a budget deal.
80 having voted in the affirmative and 35 in the negative. The conference report is
in the early morning hours of the 80th day of this fiscal year, lawmakers gave bipartisan approval to a budget. It was originally due on July 1st.
This budget is a net tax cut.
House Rules Chair David Lewis.
We know this is a good budget. There's a lot of stuff in this budget we like.
Those dissenting on the budget vote criticized tax cuts for the wealthy and called for additional spending on education. They want to see state spending levels restored to pre-recession levels after sizable cuts in recent years. Democrat Tricia Cotham.
There's no funding for teacher prep programs, no real professional raise, and that's what they deserve.
Overall, this budget grows state spending by more than $600 million, or 3.1%, from current levels. Projections for revenues are growing. Republican Nelson Dollar.
The major component of that is increased economic activity in the state of North Carolina. So that's more people employed, more people moving up, more sales and greater sales tax, as well as additional income tax.
But deciding just what to do with additional money has not been so simple. Lawmakers in the House and Senate initially differed by more than $1 billion on how much to spend. Senators wanted savings provisions and policy, an overhaul to Medicaid and changes to taxes included in the budget. House members wanted policies separate, so for weeks they tinkered and deliberated as budget developments flowed like water from a frozen pipe. Then, 1 week ago, a breakthrough. Republican Chuck McGrady is one of the lead budget writers from the House.
We reached a conclusion and then sort of celebratory on Friday night about mid-evening, went back to the Speaker's office.
But the deal was not complete.
10 minutes later, Senator Berger shows up and says, but we got to put the tax provisions in the budget. And all of a sudden, you know, we were back at it.
McGrady said a deal was finalized at 1 a.m. The final product expands the tax base by implementing new fees for services like car repairs. The tax policy wasn't as dramatic of a shift as a previous proposal, but it's a win for the Senate. House lawmakers were able to secure funding for teaching assistants and driver's ed, restore a medical tax deduction, and provide money to the film industry.
It lands somewhere between a hodgepodge and a case of schizophrenia.
Mac McCorkle is an associate professor at Duke's Sanford School of Public Policy. He was a consultant for Senate Democrats in the mid-90s. McCorkle believes the budget represents some growing pains for a party that was in the minority for 150 years and also points to significant differences in Republican priorities.
You cannot find in this budget a kind of clear, consistent message about how the Republicans are intending to govern. There are little pieces of pro-education in here. There's kind of right-wing insurgency still going after Planned Parenthood, going after light rail.
Republican leadership describes the variety differently. Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger.
I think the Speaker and I would tell you that this is something that is not perfect as far as the Senate is concerned. It's not perfect as far as the House is concerned. But I think both the House and the Senate recognize it as an appropriate compromise that moves North Carolina in the right direction.
The final budget agreement is contingent upon other measures moving forward. In the coming weeks, an economic development bill desired by the House, Medicaid reform sought by the Senate, and a multi-billion-dollar bond proposal coveted by the governor are likely to move forward. In the meantime, Governor Pat McCrory is expected to sign the 429-page budget bill later today. Jeff Tabiri, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.